When John meets Mary, he immediately feels something special. Not only is she beautiful, but she is charming, intelligent, and full of life. John's love bank instantly credits her account with 3 units. A day or two later, John calls Mary and asks her for a date. She accepts, and as John hangs up, 2 more units go into Mary's account. On the date, they have a fabulous time. John rates it as one of the best experiences of his life. 4 more units added to Mary's account brings her balance to 9 love units. A second date is almost as good, and she gets 3 more love units, bringing the balance to 12. But the next time John calls Mary for a date, she has to turn him down. She says she feels truly sorry, but she has a commitment she set up many weeks ago. She quickly adds that she is free the next night if John would be interested. John is indeed interested and arranges to pick her up for dinner about 8 o'clock. What happens to Mary's account in John's love bank as a result of this slightly negative encounter? "She definitely sounded sorry she couldn't go out with me tonight," John muses. "I can't expect her to be available just any time. Besides, she did suggest that we go out tomorrow night. I'm sure she really likes me." No matter how much John tries to assure himself, the experience still leaves him feeling slightly uncomfortable. Mary's account in John's love bank is debited for 1 unit. Over the next few months, John and Mary date regularly and often. The good and fabulous experiences far outnumber the occasional negative ones, and Mary's balance soon stands at 250 love units. Only Sarah, an old flame who John broke off with over a year ago, had ever accumulated more units in John's love bank. John begins to believe he is falling in love with Mary. After 6 more months, Mary's balance stands at 500 love units, an all-time high total for any woman in John's life, well in excess of Sarah's score. At this point, John feels he has never loved anyone as much as he loves Mary. He tells her she is the most attractive, intelligent, sensitive, charming, and delightful woman he has ever met. Mary appeals to John so because of her balance in his love bank. He associates her with many positive, even fabulous emotional experiences and only a few negative ones. John looks forward to each date with Mary, and his mind dwells on her when they are apart. John begins to wonder what he would do if he ever lost Mary. He can't imagine going through the rest of his life without her. "With Mary at my side, I wouldn't need anything or anyone else in order to be happy," John tells himself. Vivid thoughts of marriage form in his mind. Meanwhile, John's account in Mary's love bank has grown steadily, but not quite at the same pace. When they met, Mary found John quite attractive. The first dates were very good experiences, and at this point she feels quite fond of him, but she still isn't sure. Mary remembers Bob and how fond she had been of him before he had broken off with her to marry an old friend from high school. On their next date, Mary abruptly tells John she needs a little breathing room. She suggests that they suspend their dating for a month or so and wonders if they shouldn't date other people during that time. John feels devastated. This encounter registers as one of the all-time painful experiences of his life. 4 units quickly come out of Mary's hefty account. A few days later, John calls Mary and tries to convince her to change her mind, but she remains resolute. John tries calling back several times over the next week. Mary stands fast, and before John decides to leave her alone for a month, debits in Mary's account total 25. John spends the month feeling miserable. He remains deeply in love with Mary, whose balance in his love bank still stands high at 471 units. John tries to date several other women, but they do not stand a chance. Because he is so crazy about Mary, he finds dating any other girl a negative experience. Through no fault of their own, all of John's dates accumulate nothing but debits in their accounts. At the end of a month, John calls Mary. Her balance has remained at 471 because while he has pined for her, there have been no further negative experiences to cause any more withdrawals. John feels ecstatic when Mary tells him that she has missed him terribly and accepts his invitation to a date the very next evening. All she needed, she says, was time to think things through and see clearly how she felt. The first date after the month-long separation is a memorable experience. Subsequent dates seem better than ever. At the end of the year, Mary's balance in John's love bank has risen to 1,000 units. At the same time, John's account in Mary's love bank has risen steadily and is at an all-time high of 925 units. John has eclipsed Bob in every way, and Mary also thinks of wedding bells. One night after dinner at their favorite restaurant, John proposes marriage. He tells Mary he wants to live his life for her happiness and assures her that if she will marry him, he will never do anything to hurt her. She accepts his proposal, and after a brief engagement, they become man and wife.